continue on Talk Radio 910 WLPP. Matthew Peterson is my guest, and lots of people, big fans of the fantasy books for kids, teenagers, preteen, and Harry Potter and all that. And while I've heard there may be another Harry Potter book at some point in time, while you're waiting, what do you do now? Well, how about this? Peril World Zero, and Matthew Peterson has written this, and this is book one. Now, talk a little bit about this and why is it important to kind of jump in, or have you been planning this all along, not necessarily with or without regard to Harry Potter, but it's, you know, to write books with this for this age level?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned Harry Potter. Some of the reviewers have mentioned this is like Harry Potter meets Star Wars. I actually started writing this in 1990, before Harry Potter even began, when I was 14 years old. But funny with Harry Potter, it was about 10, 15 years later, someone said, you really should read this Harry Potter book, which I did. And I realized, holy cow, well, I better pick up my book again, because this is very kind of similar there. And so it actually gave me some influence to finish the book. It's definitely not a Harry Potter book, though. There are science fiction elements. So kind of like a Harry Potter meets Star Wars.
There are some similarities in terms of that it's a 12-year-old boy, but bullies at school, but that's common for everybody. So, you know, there might be some, the fact that it's a boy and school, but other than that, the similarities are pretty much right there. Would that be a safe statement?
Yeah, I mean, he goes to another world. He gets sent to another world on accident, and there he discovers that he has magic. And, you know, eventually he's going to go to a school where the other magic users go to as well.
Now, you can't have a good story like this, regardless of the age it's based on, since this is preteen plus, without a girl in there. And he meets a girl. Now, how does that work into the plot?
Yeah, well, actually a bunch of bullies are attacking him, and a girl his age with green hair that kind of changes with her mood appears out of nowhere, and she's the one who accidentally takes him to this other parallel world.
Wow.
She's a very strong personality, and he is kind of, you know, he starts out with kind of a low self-esteem. He's short, and, you know, bullies are fighting with him, but in this other world, he really changes.
Now, it says preteen plus, but now some kids may not have even gotten into this type of fantasy book or, you know, magic and monsters and things like that. Would this be good for anybody would this be a good first type book, even if they've never read any of the Harry Potter or anything? Would this be a good way to delve into this genre of books and then see how much enjoyment there is and then maybe broaden their base across other authors while we're waiting for book two and three and so forth in your series?
Yes, I would definitely say so. The very first person who ever read the book, one of the very first people, was a 9-year-old boy, and he just really liked it. And his brother was not a reader. He didn't like reading at all. And his mom sent me an email the other day saying he decided to pick up your book, and I couldn't get him to stop reading it. So it was definitely, that was really nice to me to hear that someone who doesn't really like reading decided that he loved my book.
Well, now, is this going to be your main life's profession, or are you going to do other things, and this is just kind of a sideline? I mean, hopefully, if you get a big movie deal and all that, this could be your, you know, what you're doing, but in the meantime.
Well, the dream, of course, and it's a dream, would be for me to continue writing these books, which I do plan on doing. I am a computer programmer, so I have some money on the side, you know, with websites, and so I have things I can fall back on. But right now, I call myself a 90% full-time author.
Well, now, do you have a website that goes along with the book? Because nowadays, there's lots of that connection across the different media, and that's just a natural fit. Is there a website that goes with the book?
Yeah, the website would be pworlds.net. And, in fact, I just put a video trailer of the book on there yesterday with the characters from the front cover that are actually in the video trailer. So pworlds.net, P is in parallel.
Now, did you have in mind, or is this plan that at some point in time, if a movie studio would come along, that it would be easy to translate? Or is this something, I know that with any type of fantasy novel, it's one thing to write on the page, you know, 50 dragons walk by that are green and orange and pink that glow and sparkle. It's quite another thing to put that on the screen without a bunch of cash. So unless you're programming your own animation software. But is the screen something you have in mind, or you just enjoy right now that people are picking up the book?
You definitely would need either a large budget or do it animation with my book, because there is a lot in it. However, when I write, it's like I'm watching a movie, and I'm just writing down what I see as quickly as possible. And so it is kind of written, and I've had people say this, it's just like I'm reading a movie, actually, because there is a lot of action, and there's some humor and mystery, but I do think that it would translate well to a movie.
What's been your inspiration? Because some people, well, how did you get into this kind of book? If you were writing this before the Harry Potter and things like that, what was your inspiration before you decided to write Parallel Zero?
You know, back in 1990, there were a few video games, but some of the early authors, like J.R.R. Tolkien, Douglas Hill actually was one of the main inspirations, and I was lucky enough to get a blurb from him before he died last year. You know, he's a best-selling author, and I thought, well, there's no way he's going to do it, but I sent him my book. He wrote me several emails back saying that he just absolutely loved it.
Wow, that is quite a compliment. That is fantastic. I am talking to Matthew Peterson, Parallel Zero. Now, let me ask, how difficult is it to write for the young adult? Because I know in the news business, we're supposed to write things for, you know, the sixth grade education and things, but sometimes if you read certain novels, they might be written on a little higher level. And was it difficult to make sure that you kept this on a level that the kids would enjoy?
Yes and no. I mean, I was 14 years old when I first started writing it, so I was definitely of that mentality. But then I was in my late 20s when I finished it, and so I had to remember, what is it that a 14-year-old would like to read? The language is simple. There's some imagery in it. There's some foreshadowing and some more complex themes. Like, it does deal with issues like slavery and loneliness, you know, overcoming trials. I think it's a nice mixture of both, for younger audiences and older audiences.
Now, how about the distribution? Have you had any trouble getting it in into the Barnes & Nobles and things like that, or do people need to go to the website to actually order it?
Well, right now, because it's so new, the bookstores are just starting to get it. So if your bookstore doesn't have it, you can special order it from them. But if you go to my website, pworlds.net, I have links to Barnes & Noble, to Amazon, to places like that, and they do have it.
Now, can people get autographed copies if they like to do that by ordering from the website, or how can they, or is that their way they can do that?
I do have a special part of my website. I don't know. It is activated, where if you do order it directly from me, then I will sign it. I'm trying to get, of course, people to buy it from the bookstores, but if you do want a signed copy, then I'm willing to do that.
All right, Matthew Peterson, Parallel Zero. If you're looking for a follow-up or you've never been involved in any type of fantasy-type novels, here's a good place to start or just to keep on going. Parallel Zero, Matthew Peterson, thank you very much. And this is Book One, and hopefully you'll have time or enough people will buy the Book One, so we'll see Book Two, and we'll have a big series, and maybe maybe you will get to have that big movie deal.
That would be fun.
Thank you very much. The news continues on Talk Radio 910. Hey, thank you, Matthew. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.